Good morning. It's the 15th of October. Our first reading for today is 2 Chronicles 5 and 6. I'm going to read to you from Brother Tekwin Morgan's book on Solomon. This particular passage follows on directly from that which we looked at on the 13th of August. So if you still have that recording, you may wish to listen to that first. I read, O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in the heaven or in the earth, which keepest covenant and showest mercy unto thy servants that walk before thee with all their hearts. These words indicate that Solomon knew this was a two-sided relationship. God had been utterly faithful to his word. He had spoken with his mouth and fulfilled it with his hand, as we read in 1 Kings 8, verse 24. Now Solomon hoped that God's people would be responsive, that they would fulfil their part of the covenant deal, just as we must be if we are to see God's purpose come to its inevitable and gracious conclusion. As Isaiah would later remind Israel, at a time when the temple was under threat by a foreign invader, God was not limited by the temple. It was not a box in which to shut him away. The God of the universe fills time and space, but he also wants to dwell with us in the middle of our community life and every day in every aspect of our personal lives, if we will let him. Solomon knew that and was keen to explain to Israel that the temple was really just a focal point to help God's people centre their minds upon the unseen God who dwells in highest heaven. So, as Isaiah would later reiterate, Solomon asked the vital question and supplied the answer. But will God in very deed dwell with men on the earth? Behold, heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain thee. How much less this house which I have built. Have respect, therefore, to the prayer of thy servant and to his supplication, O Lord my God, to hearken unto the cry and the prayer which thy servant prayeth before thee, that thine eyes may be open upon this house day and night, upon the place whereof thou hast said that thou wouldst put thy name there, to hearken unto the prayer which thy servant prayeth toward this place. Hearken, therefore, unto the supplications of thy servant and of thy people Israel, which they shall make toward this place. Hear thou from thy dwelling place, even from heaven, and when thou hearest, forgive. That's chapter 6, verses 18 to 21. In our terms, Solomon envisaged the temple as essentially a point of contact with God, rather like a switchboard in a modern office. He asked for God's assurance that acceptable prayers directed towards that place would be redirected to God's actual presence in heaven. He wanted to make sure that wherever God was, he would hear and respond to his people's needs. And he went on to specify what he anticipated some of those needs would be. Solomon wanted an assurance that God would hear and forgive his people when they came to him in contrite prayer. What needs did he anticipate? Evidently, Solomon knew his scriptures well, for the problems he foresaw were those that Moses had already predicted. So he built on that foundation. Whatever might come, Solomon was saying he hoped that God would be gracious to his people, that he would hear their prayers, be merciful and help them. And his prayer was not only that God would hear and help his people Israel, but that he would do the same for others as well, all from anywhere and everywhere who came to him in faith. Let that be our prayer too. Thank you for listening.